You know, I always say, if you look at your inner circle and you don't get it really encouraged, you live in a cage. These are the people that'll get you out of that cage. This is a good circle to be around.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of In the Den. I got a good friend of mine, Tommy Mello, garage door, A1 Garage Doors. He also owns Home Service Freedom, expanding garage door freedom. Tommy, thank you so much. This week, we're talking about Vertical Tracks, 1 month away, and why you should attend it. And I asked you to do this one, why you should attend it. We're not going to talk, we'll talk about some business, but we're going to talk about why you should attend Vertical Tracks. I saw so many people walk out of there last time, happy, excited, ready to grow their business. I always say it's time to build, and they were ready. And you have a lot of success stories from the last Vertical Track to this one. Thank you for being on the Den, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lance. Love being here.
So, let's talk about this first. Vertical Track, tell the viewers what Vertical Track is and what they're going to get out of it.
Yeah, so Vertical Track is an event we started about a year ago, in November, a year ago. So we just decided, I've got so many connections and such a Rolodex over the last 15 years from everybody, whether it's best-selling authors, the best of the best in home service, best marketing, best of class all the way around, how to get vehicles, how to get supplies, shirts and tools. And so, you know, what it is just, it's getting together with a bunch of friends and putting on an amazing event. That's not there a big sales pitch. Like most of these events are on, you know, how to get them into a group. That's just the thing that I love is my goal is what Nexstar does. They make companies better and they get them rebates. But the biggest thing we took from last Vertical Track that you actually did is raise your prices. I mean, listen, every company should be raising their prices. And, you know, I noticed you had a bunch of meetings with your team and you took a lot of takeaways. And you told me at the last one, you said, look, I go to these events and a lot of times you're one of the best speakers and you don't really care about anybody else's speeches because a lot of it's nonsensical. It doesn't have to do with your day-to-day business. It doesn't have to do with success. And we just saw people walk out of there that actually were ready to implement. They were ready to make change. The biggest thing with these events is that you get to network. And that's what's so special is some of the speakers I have, some of the people that are going to be there. We've done something completely different on this next one, and it's going to be mind-blowing. I happen to invite the guys like Ishmael and Chad Peterman and Aaron Gaynor and Josh from Parker and Sons, Josh Kelly, Victor Raincourt. I've taken every single person that I know that's successful doing 100 million plus, and I asked them to come to this event, come to the dinners, be on some panels. And I think the difference with this one is just the panels are going to be phenomenal. And some of the speeches, Ken Goodrich was very hesitant. And when I explained it to him, he's like, dude, I'll be there because he's flipped the company five times. He owns, I don't know how many hundreds of houses, but he's got his private jet. And regardless of that, what he's learned to do is build a business to sell. And I think that that's what's important on this one is you've done some huge things recently. It's amazing what happens when you're able to take tens of millions off the table. And there's a great book called Built to Sell. There's a book I have on my desk called Buy Then Build. You know, I've got these books coming out of the off the shelf that are just John Warlow writes all about it. So no matter what, you're building a company that's worth a lot of money. So one day you could take some chips off the table and live the life of freedom, hence home service freedom. So there's a little overview. We're going to get into probably some more details, but it's just something that's meant to spark action in your business. And I wanted to share my Rolodex. The Rolodex is what made me who I am today. Al Levy working with me one-on-one. Ken Goodrich's friendship, your friendship. You know, I'm looking at my list of people here and it's ridiculous. Keith Mercurio is one of the top guys in home service. He was the top coach at Nexstar. He interviewed Simon Sinek at Pantheon. And he decided after a podcast with me that he was going to do it. He's like, I am going to go unleash the beast at your event. We're going to change lives. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. We're going to share the list. Ellen Rohr and I had a podcast the other day, one of the smartest ladies I know when it comes to financials. And I just think there's going to be a lot of messages there that hit home and it's going to change lives and it's going to make a lot of millionaires.
you know, you said something and you said you about Nexstar, you want to be like Nexstar and just help. You actually care so much. You actually went to Nexstar and said, add garage doors. And Julian said, no, it's just not who we are. And you feel like there's such a need for help in your industry because you almost revolutionized your industry. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, you transformed garage door business almost like how HVAC was in 30 years. You changed it and you really opened a lot of people's eyes of how to run a garage door company and home services. You're a study of it. But can you tell me about why you went to Nexstar? And you weren't making any money by going to Nexstar and saying this. You would have had to pay Nexstar to be part of the group. Can you explain to people why? What was your thinking there? Why you said, no, okay, F it, I'm going to do this on my own then?
So Jack Tesser was at Pantheon a few years ago, and he was the CEO before Julian. And it's membership owned. It's the way Frank Blau intended. And it's a genius composition because it truly was to give back. It was not so that the coaches and the CEO and COO could be millionaires. So I said, Jack, listen, our industry is a lot like HVAC. I would be the ambassador. And he says, absolutely not. He said he's not interested in that. So what I did is I leaned on as many people as I can. Aaron Gaynor has been a big part of Nexstar. You know, even Ken Goodrich was around for a long time there. So I just said, if they're not going to do it, it needs to be done. Because the IDEA is amazing. The IDEA is amazing. But they're more for manufacturers, LiftMaster, Chamberlain, Genie, the Clopay, Amar, all the different brands. They've got all the manufacturers figured out. But what we need help is, how do you get trucks? How do you make great technicians? How do you give people benefit packages? How do you market correctly in your market? What's culture all about? How do you get a mindset for growth? There's nobody talking about these things. And so we just decided, and little did I know, it was supposed to be for garage doors. And I had every plumbing company, window washing company, power washing company. I've had HVAC, plumbing, electrical, guys that are smaller that can't fit into Nexstar. They all wanted this too. Everybody, it was transformational. They walk away. I was just on the phone with Cody Johnson earlier, and he's on pace. He said, my dad's never taken a vacation. He's gone for 20 days. In 20 years, my dad hasn't taken a vacation. And that's what it's about, living your best life, having freedom, and building a company that's worth a lot of money that doesn't need you all the time. I love your story because you're able to add value to these companies just by putting in some systems, putting in Service Titan, and putting in a better marketing formula. And all of a sudden, boom, generational wealth is created for lots of people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. I went there and this is the truth. I go to conferences all the time. I think I have 6 conferences I'm speaking at in the next 2 months, right? I know we don't listen. I couldn't leave the room when I heard some of the speakers there, Tom Howard, Travis. I mean, Travis changed me. I mean, and this is what people know, not just about the speakers. Like you said, I'm now friends with Aaron Gaynor, who I was never friends with prior to that conference, right? We hung out a while there, right? Had a lot of similar things in common. And now we text, we talk. But the biggest thing is this is I did raise my prices. And it was not from you. You told everyone that. But do you remember? And this is what we don't realize when they attend a vertical track, when you're just dealing with a bunch of cool, good people that all want to be successful. Travis said to me, point blank, I had no choice. Look what's going on. Lance, you have no choice. And literally, I didn't lose one single client. Not one single client. No one complained.
Yeah, Travis Ringy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the man. I spent a lot of time recently with him in Idaho. I mean, look. Yeah. He's nuts and bolts, man. His EBITDA is higher than it's ever been. You know what's interesting is Chad Peterman. I met Chad Peterman the same day I met Aaron Gaynor. And we went out to a bar in Scottsdale, Kelly's Irish Pub. And Chad was like, I can't explain. He was almost, he was asking questions and just staring me in the eye. And we were having a beer and he's taking notes. And he said, so you build a training center and you could make technicians. And you start them off as an apprentice and you need good training. And he's asking me all these questions. Chad Peterman is, he went in and did it and he made it. And now he's going to do 100 million this year. And he's in the HVAC world. So I got him coming to talk about it because he came and implemented like nobody I've ever seen before. And you got these guys that have already, you know, it's hard to get to 100 million. It really is. The systems need to be refined, especially in one market. And that's why I want, you know, you look at Parker and Son's going to do 240 million. We get to talk to Josh Kelly about it. And Victor came out of nowhere. And Ishmael's 5th year, you know, he sold to Rents Group. It's just the people here. I got Joe Polish. Joe Polish is the king of home service. 20 years ago, he had a floor washing. They came in and did carpet cleaning, and he revolutionized the way the marketing's done. And Joe is, he runs a thing called the Genius Network, where he's got hundreds and hundreds of people paying him 20 grand a year to be part of it. And he was a hard guy to get it. You know, I got Michael Burnoff, and I'll tell you, Michael Burnoff is probably the best you'll ever see at learning the mental capacity, like human communications and the NLP, which is neurological linguistic programming. The dude is like the mindset king of the world. And one of the things Aaron told me is, he said, when you have your events, you can't go straight John Maxwell. You can't go all mindset and just culture, but you also can't go straight L. Levy, just, you know, documentation manuals, day-to-day meetings. You got to have a mix of both. And that's what this is about. I want to change lives here. I mean, me and you have made it, Lance. I'm not bragging by any means, but we made it. We've done it. We're good. Now it's fun to help others. And this event is what it's all about. I want to be known for this event. I want it to be like, it's nothing like anything else. Cause I go to a lot of events too. I'm keynote speaking at 4 coming up here in the next 2 months as well. And I want this event to be different. I don't want it to be some big sales pitch. And that's what's important. It's genuinely giving back. And when people see that about me and you, it changes the way we do business. It changes the way they do business, because I'm generally there to help. So
let's talk about Vertical Track also, because I've been there. Everyone's talking, communicating. They're going to learn not just systems, processes, advertising. You're teaching leadership. You're helping people get rebates back that they never would get. I mean, can you talk? Because now you're all home services. It's not just garage doors companies anymore. You're doing it for power washing, painting, roofing. Me and you talk about it all the time. Home services, it's just interchanging the widget, right? All businesses run the same. You want to hit that net 20% income. You know, it's just everyone needs systems, processes, advertising. Can you talk about why you're expanding it and growing so fast?
Well, last vertical track, everybody's like, I need access to better tools and better uniforms and better trucks and vehicle wraps. And we spent the last year invested about 400 grand in people. Adam Cronenberg, my COO, left A1 to go to Home Service Freedom. So getting the right CRMs dialed in, the right price book, understanding the steps of delegation, how to monitor your schedule in a way that makes it more effective and efficient. So we've invested in the people. So it's a program to where you get access to a bunch of rebates. It's exactly like the best practices groups do, where it actually pays for itself plus some. And I just put it together because I'm like, my Rolodex, I'm like, literally at the end of the day, guys like you, you're offering an amazing service. And we can get a rebate on that service and split it with the person. This has not been profitable. I have lost money. I can promise you, down the road, it might be profitable. That's not the goal. My goal is really garage door freedom. But so many people ask me for home service freedom. They said, I want access to that. So we're helping out a lot of people with the rebate program. And that's why I'm taking the best people out of A1 and putting them in this program, because we've done it. So that's what Vertical Track is an opportunity to come meet. I don't care if you want rebates or not. It just makes sense for a lot of people because they make money on it. But ultimately, what I do care about is that you come to this event and you truly find freedom. You get to spend more time with your family. You get to spoil your employees. Your customers become happier. It becomes easier to recruit people. I just talked to a guy that has a paint company that I've been working with for about 2 years. Browder is the painting company in California. He's got about 50 employees. And he said, I've never had so much freedom. I've been making more money in my life. Never. He said, the new wraps are amazing. The calls are coming in. I finally hired a trainer 6 months ago. He goes, I'm starting to have fun again. And he goes, I've never made more money. And it's so easy when you're making money, spending time with family, to be great to your employees. And that's the big missing piece in this home service niche.
No doubt. Now, talk about the VIP dinner. There's been a lot of buzz around that. A lot of people are asking me about it. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of cool stuff. We're having some special guests come in. I won't go into details yet because it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. I've hopefully got Dan Antonelli coming in, doing a book signing. He wrote his new book. It's it's amazing. We're highlighted in it. Brandon not blanded. We're going to be having, it's going to be world-class experience. And I'm going to have people there to sit down at each table and working with the people, just having great questions, great conversations. You know, every time I've sat at one of these tables, when I was smaller in business, I came out with a to-do list of things to get done in the exact sequential order, because everybody there, they built $100 million company. A lot of the people that I've invited to the VIP. So to hang around these people that you don't get access to hardly ever, you know, like I said, Ishmael just made a fortune of money. Josh Kelly's made a ton of money with Clover. There's so many things there. Travis Ringy's amazing. Aaron Gaynor is going to do almost $50 million in plumbing this year. Like, you don't get access to these people. And I felt like if you want to become, you know, I always say, if you look at your inner circle and you don't get it really encouraged, you live in a cage. These are the people that'll get you out of that cage. This is a good circle to be around. No and like doubt. You said, meet all these people. Now you're calling them on the regular. And no what doubt. Is it that it changes? You raise your price because you had a conversation with Travis. And whatever it might be, I don't know what you're going to take. All I know, if you take three things and implement them, your business will change. This is an investment. The cost is literally, the last two, I've lost a little bit of money on each one of them. And I don't care. That's not me here to say blah, 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 blah. But I'll just say this. It's literally to get the talent I want, to be able to feed, you know, have the great venue and be able to have great lunches, breakfasts, and dinners. You know, there is a cost to it that I had no idea how much these things. Victor Rancor said his event's going to cost like $1.5 million. Ours is not going to cost that much, but now I know what he's talking about when a dinner costs $60,000. So I want it to be fun networking and take stuff away and implement. Howard Partridge talked last time about failure to implement. And that's the last thing. We want people to walk out of there with a to-do list.
Well, listen, I can tell you this, everyone. This is Vertical Track. It's incredible. It's amazing. You will learn. It's impacted every one of my home service-based businesses. I actually went and bought another home service-based business after talking to Tommy. We were going through it together. Your network is your net worth, and this is a conference you want to be at. You have a lot of great people that are willing to help. And that Travis, when he gave me that advice, didn't charge me a nickel for it, had no vested interest, didn't know me, gave me his cell phone, called me back, introduced me to three other people I'm still friends with today. So I would make sure that you get the Vertical Track this year, because it's probably one of the best conferences I've ever attended. And you're going to learn from a lot of just everyday people that built their company the hard way and save yourself the mistakes we've all made.
Well, it's like you just said earlier, I go in any home service company. I will say this, there's two styles of home service. There's like your subscription-based, whether it's a pool cleaning company or a pest control. And then you've got more of your needs-based, which is plumbing, HVAC, garage doors. And I know a lot about both of them, and they're both great businesses. Jerry Eisenhower owns the largest chimney consulting company. He's going to be speaking there. Al Levy is just my number one mentor in the world. And he is going to talk exactly about how to recruit apprentices and turn them into techs. Aaron Gaynor had 35 plumbers training last weekend when I was in Columbus, Ohio. Brandon Vaughn with Conquer, well, they got 300 companies in there. He's going to be talking about what's working. I mean, that's the best thing about this. Tom Howard is going to be there talking on stage. And he said, give me some time because I want to make the crowd. I want to give them food for thought to change the way they look at life. And it's just the things that we're trying to do. We brought Service Titan in. The greatest news ever is the vendors that are coming there have just decided to give ridiculous specials. I've asked Power Selling Pros with Brigham. I said, I need you to bring the heat and I need you to bring the training. And so we've got all these training too. CSRs, you increase your booking rate by 10% and adds 5% to the bottom line. It's amazing what can happen. They're selling service agreements over the phone more than they're having technicians sell service agreements. I've never heard of that. And that's what we're bringing. We're bringing all this into one room. It's October 12th through the 14th. It's going to be in Arizona here, right by the airport. There's plenty of parking. It's actually at a casino, which is, you don't have to hang around the casino. It's not like Vegas, because I hate Vegas, because Vegas is like the last day falls out big time. You could gamble. They got pools. They got golf. They got you name it. This is, it's called Wild Horse Pass. And it's the nicest casino I've ever been to. And it's the only casino I've ever won money at. So I think the odds are better there. But it's just going to be a fun time. And I really want to make sure we try to do this as a world class. I try to get it so people are like, that was the best thing that ever happened. And that's really what we're trying to get back.
Well, Tommy, thank you. I appreciate you doing this. I look forward to seeing you a month from today. And let's effing go. It's time to build, people. Go to Vertical Track. And remember this. If you think it costs enough, if you think it costs too much to buy a ticket, a flight, and hotel, it costs you more not to grow your company this year. I can tell you that. It's going to cost you a lot more. All right, Tommy. Thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate you being here.